This is Tawny Beans, reporter with the Akron Beacon Journal. Today, five Akron community members are joining me to discuss their thoughts on Akron and its future. So you all have a unique perspective to bring to this conversation. So if you could just please introduce yourself to our listeners, just, you know, something about your age, your neighborhood that you live in. Are you a student, parent? What do you do for a living? Stuff along those lines.
I'm Dawn Marie. I'm 19. I'm from West Akron, and I currently go to Kent State.
I'm Caden Slusser. I am 18. I currently live in the Ellet area, and I am a student at Ellet CLC.
I'm Kelly Mays. I'm 24. I live in Copley, and I work for United Disability Services.
I'm Seth Young. I'm 17. I live in Ellet, and I'm part I'm a senior at Ellet.
I'm Claudia. I'm 29. I live in Merriman Hills, and I work in SAS technology.
So what exactly brought you to Akron, whether it was your parents being here or, like, I guess, why are you guys connected to Akron, even if you don't live here, or, you know, what brought you here?
Well, my family's from Akron, so I've been here for my whole life. Especially the East Akron area, that's where I'm really familiar with. So I would say my family brought me here.
My family just, we lived here. Not much to it. Moved around from different parts of Akron, but mainly the Akron resident.
Yeah, my dad, he came from Florida, and then he moved up here because of his family. And then basically, because he was raised here at it, or in Ellet. So basically, he raised me where he was raised. So it just continued that, and then I've just been here. I mean, we moved around a bit, but really, it's part of it.
I was born and raised in Copley, and then I moved in with my husband. He lived in Kenmore, and then we actually just bought a house in Copley. So it's really nice just staying local, staying close to family.
I grew up in Canton, went to school in Louisville, Kentucky, and my husband and I settled here in Akron just because it's sort of the perfect size. It's not too big that you feel like you can get lost, but there's enough people that you can really connect with your community and your neighbors. So that was what drew us, along with most of our family lives here too.
I know a lot of you are here just because your parents ended up being here. But so what do you have, like, see yourself having a future in Akron? Like, what type of future do you see, if any? Just curious about that.
I would say that for my husband and I, our roots are firmly planted here. We love it. I don't think we'll ever move away from Akron. For the same reasons I mentioned earlier, just it's the perfect size. There's a lot of pride in the city, really cool local businesses and nonprofits and initiatives, and all those things are important to us.
I do see myself moving out of state or country for a few years just to experience the world, but I do believe that I will be living for the rest of my life somewhere in Akron, just eventually.
So why do you say, like, what makes you, I guess, want to go out and see the world, but then come back to Akron, you think?
I have a lot of family around Akron and just around Ohio. So being near family when I want to finally settle down is important to me. But going out and seeing the world first is a priority to me. Definitely want to graduate first and then get some money. Maybe live in a different place for a few years, but definitely move back here.
I agree with that. I would like to travel, but I mean, I'll still end up here. Akron's the only place that really truly feels like home.
What's your guys' favorite aspect of the Akron communities? And not just like physical things of like, oh, I like this rubber man statue down the street. But like, even if just the community and like kind of the vibe you get from it in general, like what do you like about it?
I like that I know everybody. Like, when I go outside, like, I'll see at least 10 people I know. And I kind of like it, because it's like, I know all these people already. We're already familiar with each other. It's nice to have, like, a friend whenever you need one, especially, like, when you're out in public.
From a student perspective, like, the schools are pretty close together. I mean, sure, there are some, like, minor disputes, but in general, the schools, we really get close together, and, like, sometimes we'll go over there, like, for sporting events, competitions, or maybe it's just to see what they're about. But, like, on a neighborhood level, like, I don't know my neighbors, like, I don't know their names, but I at least know who they are. Like, there's a kid that lives down the block, and he's, I think he's 20, but, like, he mows people's lawns just randomly, and he'll just pick up leaves, like, he'll do really nice things, and I don't really personally know him, but I do know him, but not, like, in a close aspect. So I think that's the cool part about Akron, is that you know people, but you don't, they're like a distant friend, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it's a very Midwest vibe, I would say. The running community in Akron is a lot like that. I recognize tons of faces when I'm, like, out running in neighborhoods or on the towpath, and everybody's always friendly and waves to you whether they know who you are or not. They just know they've probably seen you at some of the races. It's great.
So do you guys think that Akron, I guess, you know, most of this is all just opinion-based, do you think it's an affordable place to live compared to most other places? You know, I mean, why or why not do you think it is or is not affordable?
I mean, I feel like everywhere's getting expensive anymore, but when you compare Akron to some other places, it's like, okay, maybe you don't have it that bad.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, he lives in Texas, so when I go there, I get to, like, see the differences. And living down there is definitely, like, I feel like more expensive than living in Akron. Even, like, because he does real estate, so I get to see behind the scenes. The houses are pretty expensive compared to here. You can find you, like, a nice little spot in a nice, comfy neighborhood. But down there, it's a little high. Just a little bit.
Yeah. When we were moving around Ellet, just looking at it from my parents' perspective, when we were getting our house, it was in 2019. So when we were looking at houses around Ellet, by the time we got to look for a house, that was in our budget range. When we went there, it was sold out, I think, a week after we looked at it. So getting a house can be difficult sometimes, especially an affordable house around the area you want, because they go by fast, at least when we were looking at them. But there are some houses that are not the best. Like, there was a house near where I live that, unfortunately, a few people OD'd in it, and then the house stayed on the market for like 2 years before being condemned. So it's got some problems with some housing, but affordable. I mean, it's all right. It's good. It's hard to get a nice house where you want sometimes.
Obviously, you three are all students, and you guys are the, what I like to call, adults, where you're beyond being a student. So, like, with you guys and, you know, having a family and being married or anything like that, like, what, I guess, but with that perspective, I mean, and things are getting more and more expensive, is, you know, and wanting to stay in Akron and stuff like that, I guess, does that play a part in wanting to stay versus, you know, if you're going somewhere else, it's like, well, can you afford to go somewhere else? And if Akron is kind of what you'd think, I know there's Stowe and Cuyahoga Falls and all these different things of the suburbs, but when it comes to buying a house, like, I mean, I live in Stowe and I, like, go on, you know, Zillow for fun and I'm like, I'm not a millionaire, what's happening? So I didn't know if you guys had experienced anything like that or if you'd even thought of, like, looking or something and then been like, well, Akron is, you know, a bit better with that or worse or whatever the situation is.
We actually did just purchase a house, so we moved from Highland Square to Merriman Hills, and the real estate market, I know, sort of nationwide and even into Canada, I've heard from some friends, has been crazy since the pandemic. So I think there's some universality to that, right? It's not just an Akron-specific problem, but you can feel it in Akron. It took us probably 6 months of looking and going to houses or scheduling showings for houses, and then the realtor saying, hey, somebody already put in an offer, you're out of luck on this one, keep looking. And then once we did find one that we really liked, I think something that a lot of Akronites might have to come to terms with in the current housing market is you're probably going to pay more than you want to for the value of the house that you're getting, and then you're going to have to put work into it on top of that, which is exactly the scenario that my husband and I ran into. Thankfully, we love projects. We're obsessed with HGTV, so we're willing to take on the challenge. But I do think that that can be a hurdle if you aren't somebody who knows how to or cares to learn how to fix up an older house. I could see that being a challenge and taking much longer to find the perfect house.
So this especially, I think, in recent events has kind of come to a head. But would you guys consider Akron to be safe? Like a safe city in general? Like if someone was like, hey, blah, 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 would you, I guess if someone was like, oh, we're just going to go and walk around in Akron, you know, would you be like, oh, where are you kind of going, or where are you going to be and stuff? Because I know, I mean, in suburbs, there's not much to do. But but like, I mean, I live in Stowe, and I would consider Stowe to be a pretty safe area or Talmadge where I grew up or whatever. But, you know, you guys live here or in a part of the community, so I want to know your opinion on that.
It's interesting. So Copley, because I was born and raised there, I feel like I feel pretty safe there. But being a young woman in general, it's like any place I'm not too familiar with, I just kind of like, hey, you want to go with me here? Like, hey, you want to walk with me?
I feel like there are certain parts that have its reputation. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable walking where I live only because I know where I'm walking and where I'm going. But if I were to go down like Arlington and stuff like that, I'm not sure how safe I'd feel. It depends if where I'm at. If I go to a friend's house and he's somewhere in a whole different area and it's dark out and I'm walking, I'm like, I don't feel super safe. But it just depends where you are. Like, Ellet is different than like Kenmore Garfield, where it's different than Firestone, and then it's different than North, and it depends.
I'm from that area that he's talking about. It depends on.
Yeah.
So, I honestly, Akron is okay, but the safe aspect, I don't truly think Akron is completely safe. Just because of where I grew up, like, seeing a lot of different things, it really gets to show you perspective, but I mean, it kind of helped, because now I'm not really, like, I can go walk around my neighborhood and I wouldn't be scared just because of where I'm from. But growing up in that neighborhood, I know people who aren't necessarily from there would be scared to come over. Like, some of my friends couldn't come hang out, so I had to go over there because their parents were a little scared to bring them over. So getting to see that behind the scenes of Akron, it's not what they show in the newspapers. It's kind of what you see when you live there. So I don't think Akron is safe, truly, but I know there are some safe aspects to it. I mean, having a close-knit community, so, like, everybody knows everybody. So, like, if you need help, there's been times where, like, I've needed something, and I'll see, like, my old neighbor, and they'll offer to help me. Or the community aspect, like he said, how someone mows the lawn. So it's knowing somebody has a helping hand for you. It's not all bad, but there are some bad parts to Akron.
And I do think it is slowly getting worse, because in just the Ellet area, I've seen some shady people, and typically they're not, you know, that they're not from around there, that they should not be, this isn't where they're from. But, and then we go out a little bit out of Ellet, and it's still kind of getting worse. And some of the houses, they're not in the best condition, they're a bit run down. It's some places it is safe. Like, I feel safe, like what Caden said, I feel safe in my neighborhood, but it's just getting worse. Personally,
I have some thoughts. So I had this discussion with my parents, and they were like, it's getting a little worse because there is a drug problem, especially with like fentanyl and stuff like that. And we're starting to see it slowly come into our area more and more throughout the years. And we're just worried about what it's going to look like in 10 years. Like, with that problem and how dangerous it actually is. And, like, especially during this last Halloween, we were like, well, we're kind of worried where, because my brother went, and we were like, we can go into our old neighborhood where we know it's mostly safe because there's mostly just old people who live there. Or we can go where we are now, or we can go where our dad is, we were picking and choosing where we wanted to go because of the reputation of that area.
And there's some people that just don't really care about what they do on their property. Like, there's some people who just have dogs on leashes, and sometimes the dogs aren't even on leashes. Other times they'll just be, like, half naked. And I think that's a sign.
I can say I've never felt unsafe anywhere in Akron, but I do always make sure I have friends with me, especially if I'm going to a part of Akron I haven't been to before, or I have my dog with me. I don't typically venture out by myself. But safety of, and reputation of the neighborhood was certainly a consideration that my husband and I had when looking for a new house. So that's how we sort of ended up in the Merriman Hills area. Highland Square, we felt safe in. We loved that neighborhood. Walking everywhere, we loved to, you know, take our dog for walks and walk to, like, Yoga Squared and some of the other local businesses that are right there in the square. So I guess that would be my perspective on the safety and why I think as long as you're looking to the people in your community that you can rely on to be there for you and, like, you can depend on people, you're sort of looking to the good, not, less focused on the bad. And I think that that at least helps me in feeling safe. It's just making it a point to be intentional about recognizing the good where it is.
So how would you guys describe, in I guess your own words, the Akron community's relationship to the Akron Police Department? I mean, there's been a lot of things that have happened. Even there's been the pandemic in the last 2 years, and even this summer, there's been all these developments that have happened. And then, because of course, there's the safety of the city in general, and then there's also the community's relation to the people that are, you know, supposed to be protecting and helping the city function. So I just wanted to know what your guys' thoughts were, I guess, on that.
I've never really been a big fan of the police, but they do, in some aspects, they do help. But in others, I've seen wrongdoing, like kind of like the situation that happened, I believe, over the summer with Jalen Walker. That was a really big thing for Akron. Like, we went, like, what do you call that, viral for that. Like, it was, like, really, it hit people where it hurt. Like, it hit people at home. So I feel like that really spaced us apart from the police department because the people who are supposed to be keeping us safe were harming. So I felt like that definitely, if we were becoming close with them, it definitely set us back, like, a lot.
I would agree with that. I think there's definitely a big growing divide between the community of Akron and the police force. And in terms of, you know, the safety of Akron, I don't think over-policing is necessarily the right path forward to make people feel safer in Akron. It doesn't seem like increasing their presence is really going to help at this point. I think they need to focus on, like, coming out in a more positive light in the community and repairing that relationship before growing and expanding.
Gotcha.
And at school, it's not, I don't think anyone's opposed to the police officers at Ellett, because we know who they are. And I think that the students are comfortable with those police officers because we just know them. And then they talk to us and we can just get a feel for who they actually are. I mean, they will break up a fight. They will stop something from happening. And there have been instances where police officers had to get involved, like at a football game or just some kind of event, homecoming dance. But on the smaller aspect, if we get to know the police officers, I think there is that community connection. At least that's what I see from a student perspective.
Oh my gosh, that is interesting to know. We had a police officer, and I went to school in Talmadge for most of my life, and we loved him, and he had a, like, dog with him and everything, and it was great. So shout out to Officer Quinlan. he was good. But I see what you mean, because it is easier when they're, like, always there and you see them and you interact with them and your friends interact with them and stuff like that, versus if there's not really that relationship or it's just, like, a person you don't know or something, I guess, to that end. So, I mean, I guess with that question, do you think there's anything that the police department could do to try and move forward or anything like that? I don't have any answers here. I was just curious to see if you guys had any, because, like I said, there's been a lot of things that have happened over the last year in Akron, and, you know, maybe they would need some suggestions. I don't know. But if you had any thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them.
Well, I know that in any field, you get burnout, especially a field where you're putting your life on the line. So I feel like that could be a potential reason for maybe they've just experienced so much that they can't, they don't know how to handle each different situation differently. They may refer back to another situation like, oh, well, I should handle it like this because that happened last time. And it's like, well, maybe if they had more time off, or I don't know if they have counseling for that, but maybe something like that might be beneficial.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of work that police officers are responsible for mm-hmm. that would be better serviced by different community groups and organizations. So I think taking some of that workload off would certainly help. And just as another note, I do think that they should focus on maybe some community outreach efforts, but it's also up to the community to be open to receiving that from them. So mm-hmm. it's not, you know, not to dump on people who are already feeling burnt out. It's a two-way street. Like, yeah. we have to be receptive to any efforts mm-hmm. that they make to improve that mm-hmm. divide in our relationship with them.
Time and apologies. I think apologies are long overdue.
Yeah.
And some time. You can't expect change without time, so if no one's going to openly just welcome them and just forget everything they did without time. So maybe acting accordingly for a little while, just until things settle down so the community can finally feel safe again.
I gotcha. So you mean apologizing for the Jalen Walker incident, or just, I didn't know if you were talking about specific things in general or just like any past transgressions.
More so that, and that as well, kind of taking responsibility for things that have happened so we can kind of build like a trust relationship. Familiarity is really important when trying to build a bond between people. So even trying to build a bond between the police, you need to be familiar with those people, sort of how they're very familiar with their school police officer. So you can't expect to build a bond without knowing those people you're building a bond with.
Dan Horrigan is the mayor of Akron, because you didn't know. So he's not going to be seeking re-election next year. So I was curious to see like what kind of qualities you guys would like to see in a new mayor. So like what qualities would you like them to have? What changes do you want to see in Akron from this person?
I think it's important that the next person has ideas for how to solve some of these big challenges that we ourselves don't even necessarily have answers for. So somebody that thinks accountability matters, no matter who you are, like what you do, just accountability and being a good member of the community matters, like title, badge, whatever, doesn't matter. I think someone who's willing to face the public and stand by their decisions for the community and make good decisions, take in community feedback, and lead in a way that you're constantly checking in with the people that you're serving to make sure that, you know, you're holding up your end of the deal. Those are the people that elected you into office. You just want to make sure the Akron you're building is one that they're expecting you to and helping you build to, right? It's a community effort.
I agree.
Definitely the roads, though. If somehow the mayor could fix the roads, that'd be really nice.
The road by my street, it is the one going up to Ellet. It's got so many potholes that you can't, like, if you were to drive more than 15 miles per hour, you would break your car. There's like a pothole every maybe 2 feet away from you. And it's awful, because we were having this discussion where the roads near it are being paved, but that road isn't, and it is a very, very important road to get from the school to get to the main road,
the Canton Road,
the main Canton Road, and then to get to the houses in Ellet. So it's being overused, so it keeps getting worse, and it's not being paved. And every other street is. Even streets that don't need it. Streets that do not need it are being paved. And we're paying our taxes for these pavements. And what needs to be paved is not, it's not happening. And it keeps getting worse every year. every year. I'm pretty sure I popped my tire going down that street, too. Like, it not only is it just bad, but, like, it's also trashy.
You know, is there anything else you guys have noticed that maybe, like, public city officials don't know is an, like, is an issue or anything like that? I mean, something I always think about is how accessible is Akron? Like, if you're not just, like, a normal able-bodied person walking around, you know, I mean, if I was in a wheelchair, I'm not... Well, there's hills, so they can't do much about that. But, like, you know, there's areas where it might be more or less difficult if there's not sidewalks or if the sidewalks are really, you know, not taken care of. So I wasn't sure if you guys had seen, I guess, anything similar to that with the potholes or the houses that you think needs to be addressed.
There are main roads that don't have sidewalks.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Ella is one of our main roads in the Ella neighborhood, and it doesn't have sidewalks on the sides. Same thing with, I think it's Canton or Albrick.
I think it's Albrick.
And it also doesn't have sidewalks. And it's a four-way, four-lane street. So you have two going one way, two going the other way. And I would walk on the grass, but some people decide they want to walk on the street, so then you got to swerve out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's also people with bicycles, and then there's that.
Yeah, it's those aren't very disability-friendly. Because, especially at night, you can't, unless you have, like, those neon vests, you can't see anything. And especially with the cars just parking wherever they want to, it's especially harder to see people. And bicycles, like, they're hard to see coming up and down roads that don't have sidewalks. And the ones that don't, a lot of the times they'll have those big gutters that you can't, you either have to go in the grass or you have to go in the street. There's no middle ground. And that's really bad too. But I don't really know what you can really do for those streets.
Make a sidewalk.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. But, I will make a sidewalk.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that I've been noticing they're putting in more bike lanes, but they're putting bike lanes where there's already sidewalks. So I still see people using the sidewalks for their bikes, not the bike lanes. I just kind of find that funny.
In fairness, some of the sidewalks are very up and down, though.
So with you guys, you know, being a part of the Akron community, I guess, is there, like, anything else you'd want? You know, if you could change one thing or, you know, I guess either change one thing or, like, have one thing about Akron and its community and some of, you know, that you could either change it or you could either, like, fund it for the rest, for all time, what would it be?
Maybe cleaning up underprivileged areas, like where I'm from. I feel like it could be so much better because I grew up there, so I got to watch it, like, go downhill. But I feel like what once was great can always be great again. So all it needs is a little time, love, and dedication. In a few years, you can kind of rebuild the hood into something that it used to be instead of, like, what do you call it when you take something and you...
Like gentrify it?
Yeah, instead of gentrifying it in a way, you could make it affordable still and clean it up how it was before. I feel as if with, like, the right stuff intact, like good little laws to help those people stay there, you can keep the rent low because it is a lot of Section 8 housing, which is the whole purpose of the neighborhood. So instead of trying to take people out of their element and put them somewhere else just so you can move new families in, keep those same families there while trying to clean it up.
I think we need more people like Kenny Lambert. He's the one that established Just a Dad from Akron. He's right on the boulevard there, and he does so many wonderful things to clean up the community. He'll do, like, Christmas giveaways. He'll do back-to-school things. He'll do, I think he did Trunk or Treat recently, but he just does so much for the community, and it'd be nice to see more people that, you know, really put their heart and soul into the community like that.
I think it would be nice to see even a more systematic approach to that sort of thing, too, rather than relying on individuals like him or like LeBron James and his foundation and everything they pour into the community. If we could have systems power those initiatives, it would make a huge difference.
If you have anything else you'd like to say or mention about your experience or, like, anything about Akron in general?
I got one thing. When you were saying, like, what could you put, like, funds? And the one thing I've noticed from a student's perspective is we go to the new Ellet, the one that was built pretty recently, and I've noticed a few things where money wasn't put where it should have been, especially in, like, the schools. So, like, our school was built, it was built by architectures, but not in a smart way. Like, especially a lot of, like, our auditorium, our band room, our IT room where we film stuff, that stuff wasn't built very well. Like, our auditorium has pretty wax acoustics. Our band room didn't have the proper sound equipment put in. Our studio room has a loud fan going in at all times when it's supposed to be quiet. Like, a lot of these specialized rooms weren't built by people who actually knew what they were doing for those rooms. And a lot of the times we'll go in and we'll see, like, why was, if the, all this money was put into that school, why is it not built in the best way it could have been built? I worked at the APS building in downtown for a little bit, and I got to see, like, if a school doesn't use up their budget, next year they won't get the same amount of money because they're like, wait, you didn't use all of it, so why should we give you the same amount this year? So they end up buying a lot of stuff they don't need just to keep up that budget high, so in case they do need something next year, they can still have it. They still have that budget. But then it causes them to buy things they don't need. So we'll have, like, our light system, we have spotlights that we can't use because we bought a super high-end spotlight, but we have nowhere to put it. We can't use it. So we just bought it to keep up that budget. So, I mean, I wish we could, have someone in the schools who knows how to actually budget and buy what we need and keep that budget up instead of just the schools buying a bunch of stuff that they don't need and end up just discarding. Because also, like, a lot of the schools will discard really good stuff. Like, I remember when we were getting the Kenmore Garfield building out, they would just throw a bunch of really good, like, tables, chairs, really good electronic equipment, and they would just throw it out because they're like, the school's bought it, but we don't need it. We can't give it out to the public. It would be really cool if there was, like, some sort of auction that we could do for unused school equipment that's still good. Like, and it also, that would be bringing money into the school still. So not only are schools getting a budget, but there's also money coming back into the schools from the community. So I don't, that's something that's made me a little upset looking at, and I just had to bring that up real quick.
And, like, I know at East, they don't have a football field. Oh, they do have a football field, but it's just tore down. Like, they can't really even play on it. So then they have to come over to Ellet to use our field.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, personally, I don't really care about that, but I know some people in the community, they don't like that. They want to see East get their own football field so that that can be their field. They can play on it. That's their home. So going off of, like, the beautifying the neighborhood or just making it better, it's like seeing where we need to put new things, because there's a lot of things that are just run down.
Mm-hmm.
That not only in just residential areas, commercial areas, industrial areas, like education areas. And in terms of the education, I know that Akron Public Schools has a lot of great educational opportunities. Like, we have pathways that helps guide students to wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an engineer, maybe it's photography, but that there are parts of the education system that it needs to listen to the students, and it also needs to see what do the buildings actually look like.
Yeah. And then, again, with the pathways, I got two things on that. So going through the schools, some of our pathway teachers, well, some of our pathways, we've had a hard time keeping a teacher. Like, our marketing, we've gone through, what, three teachers, and we still have one, like, year-long sub for that, so we're not sure if they're staying. And then the teachers who we do have, like, they're not, I guess, getting a great budget. I mean, it's all right, but, I mean, And then each school has its own pathway. So if a kid who goes to Firestone doesn't want to do, like, any of the performing art stuff, or what else do they have there?
A lot of engineering
stuff. A lot, yeah. And they want to do something in automotive. They'd have to go for all the way from Firestone to Ellet.
Or East. Whichever school has it.
And they have to get that long trek from Firestone to Ellet. And a lot of the parents are like, why are we making kids decide what they want to go to in high school? But on the other hand, a lot of those pathways give really great soft skills, which I can see why they would be great, because like a lot of them, you get to learn how to talk to people. You get to learn soft skills on like time management and a good work ethic, which I can get that. But a lot of these pathways have very niche, hard skills that you have to learn. Like, especially with the IT pathway at Ellet, you learn how to work on computers, learn these softwares, which is great, a soft skill on how to work a computer. But there's also, like, learning Adobe Photoshop, learning Premiere, learning C++, these, like, niche tech field stuff, when if you're not even going to go into that and you want to go into, like, nursing, there's nothing in Ellet for that. You'd have to go to another school for that. And if you can't commute to it, then what are you doing?
Right. Oh, I see.
Yeah. It'd be like nice to have something like Green has, where, you know, Coventry and, you know, they can all send it to the PLCC, you know, and they bus them to the Port Arthur Center, you know?
I get you. So you're responding. You're like, oh, if you don't want to do that, you got to figure your own way how to...
Yeah.
One building controls all the pathway stuff, you know?
Okay, I see what you mean.
Like, I'm very grateful for our pathways, and I do enjoy them. It is a great thing for students to get work experience. And, again, our schools have great opportunities for, like you can do shadowing. You can do an internship. Like, they have great stuff for that. But, again, you can't take that opportunity if you're in a field that you don't want to do. So what's the point if all these kids are going to just whatever because what they want to do isn't offered there?
I see. Well, and Dawn Marie, you were the first class to graduate from the I Promise program and stuff, but you still went to, you know, like Akron Public Schools. You didn't go to the new school. So I didn't know if you had anything to kind of add to this, since you went through all of that and were also grew up in a disadvantaged area and everything, if this was also your experience as well.
Well, I went to Akron Early College, so I really liked Akron Early College. I chose to go there over like every other high school because I thought of it like I would rather go somewhere where I can just almost get some stuff done. Like I graduated with my associate's degree rather than go to high school where I will learn the same thing and not get my associate's degree. So I decided to go there. But there they have like a lot of opportunities. But I do think Akron Early College could use some more funding as well, since it's pretty much, they accept 100 students per year. But it's like a really good Kickstarter. Like it's great. It's a great look for a resume and everything. You get a degree out of it. But I know like a lot of the students come from underprivileged areas. So the other graduating classes had to come up with like $200 for our graduation because you need the robe and your tassels and everything. And I know that can be like a really hard task for people who come from like where I'm from. So not everybody just has money lying around to get all the things they need for their graduation. So I feel like we can kind of make like a program maybe of those like other people. Like she said, with the community pitching in. And like the higher ups people to kind of help those who don't have the funding get the things they need for the hard work they've done.
I gotcha. Well, that's interesting. It is interesting to have students' perspectives on this because like I said, I went to school in Talmadge, so most of anything I hear about Akron Public Schools is from Jen or something with the paper, but you know, we're not in school, so we don't actually get to experience and see some of these like things that are kind of going on. It's very valuable, definitely, to know. I really appreciate it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in Akron that need. I mean, it's a big city. It's the biggest city around here, next to Cleveland. So, I mean, but if they don't know that anything's wrong, then they don't get the chance to, you know, they can't fix it if they don't know or aren't really aware of maybe how important it is to fix.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those community opportunities, like I'm also an iPromise student, and it's insane to me how many people asked me, how did you get into that? Like, I always thought that was just widely known for the people on how to get into it, but a lot of kids don't know how to get stuff like that. Like, because I remember I was in, like, elementary school getting the tutoring from iPromise, but they were like, you had to be a student, so we registered. And later on, now I'm getting 4 years for free from the foundation because I did all the stuff I needed to do. But people don't know how to get stuff like that. Like, I wish that stuff would be more communicated to the schools. Like, because, like, we're great at telling what Akron wants for their students instead of, like, some of these, like, other foundations and opportunities that you can get. Because a lot of that stuff I found out from, like, counselors and not the school itself.
So with that, I was curious, because I know the majority of you guys are students, either, like, high school students or college. So, and, you know, there's things that can happen, I guess, that the community and the government and stuff can do with the schools. But then, Claudia, I know you run, is it Akron Eats, or is it?
Yes.
Okay, that Instagram and TikTok page and everything like that. So you are probably more in touch than most with Akron business owners, restaurant owners specifically. So I didn't know with what you've seen in your experience, if there's anything that I guess that could be helped with them or things that you've noticed that's like, hey, this has been a trending thing I've seen. I wonder if there's something we could do to like help them out or if there's programs that they've been able to utilize that has helped them.
Yeah, I think for local businesses, one really awesome thing is the Northside Marketplace. You kind of get like your little testing ground there to have a smaller space and, you know, try selling your products to people. I think that's a great way. I don't know in terms of what you were saying, accessibility of that program. I don't know how much people know about what it takes to start selling things at the Northside Marketplace. And it's important, you know, not just that programs exist, but that people know about them and know how to take advantage of them. But I do think, you know, the food world and, like, the crafty world, that's a great place for people to start and then pivot out of. There's lots of successful businesses that have done that. Some that I can think of by name are, like, Fat Tease Cookies. He's very well known. His cookies are great, by the way. Shameless plug for him. but, yeah, so I think from that standpoint, I also know real estate is an issue, the rising cost of real estate. So there's lots of creative people in this community who have great ideas for businesses, and they just need accessible programs to help them make those ideas come to life.
Thank you guys for coming and speaking to us about, you know, what it's like to be in Akron and be a part of the community and what you'd like to see going forward with Akron, its leadership, and, you know, other parts of the city itself. If you guys have any feedback for the Beacon Journal, any thoughts on what we're doing or what we should be doing, please let me know. I would love to hear it. My Twitter is @TawnyBeans and my email is TawnyBeans@Gannett.com. And I love hearing from readers, listeners, and pretty much anyone who is willing to suggest something. So thanks.